88.9 Shine FM, Parenting Moments every Wednesday. Checking in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center, always sharing great wisdom with us. Kimberly, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
This has been a great topic for the month of May. Can you believe we're getting to the end of May already?
I know.
Yeah.
Time goes by so fast.
It is flying by. We've been chatting about Dan Siegel and David Rock's concept of the healthy mind platter and looking at seven different steps to achieve that better healthy mind. And we're going to wrap it up today.
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to talk about adding downtime to our day and sleep time to our day. So downtime, this is space to not do anything specific and just chill out. Our minds need this, as opposed to moments when we find ourselves unintentionally getting distracted. Downtime involves intentionally letting our minds wander. This might include watching a show or listening to music, drawing on a pad of paper, or simply playing with water in the sink as you do dishes. I know that for me, my mind wanders or when I do my intentional mind wandering is often when I'm sipping a cup of tea and just sitting on our front porch, or if I'm going for a walk. I don't plug in and listen always to music or podcasts. I just let my mind wander and see what shows up.
I think that's cool.
Yeah. And then the next one is sleep time. So this is important for lots of reasons. We all know this, but I'm going to share some scientific facts that may help us prioritize this one better in our lives.
I think a lot of us could do that.
Yes. So sleep directly affects inflammation in the brain. It's also critical because when we get 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep, so that's sort of the target for adults, kids it's longer, the toxins secreted by active neurons during our waking hours are cleaned up. So Dan Siegel says we can think about it this way. So for 16 hours you're awake, it's like a big party for your neurons. They're doing all sorts of stuff. But during sleep, your neurons rest. The party's over and then the cleanup crew can come in. And without this regenerative cleanup period for the supportive glial cells to eliminate the neuro waste products, we're likely to have increased brain inflammation and, in the daytime, decreased ability to focus, remember, stabilize our mood, and even process calories.
Okay,
so sleep is a big deal.
I think we kind of all knew that we probably need to get good sleep, but you really hammered it home there.
That's right. The other thing that he gives, I think, is a great analogy, is, again, we're talking about this healthy mind platter, so that we have to have these essential nutrients for our mental health, have a little bit of each every day. So it'd be kind of like if we all only ate pizza every day. That would be like if all I did was focus time every day with little time for sleep. Well, we all know that wouldn't be very good for us.
Okay.
So our mental wellness is best helped by making sure that we are spending time in these seven activities.
Okay. Makes good sense. And I do like pizza, but yeah, that would be pushing it a little bit maybe. There you go. A great topic for the month of May. Of course, you can find out more about Kimberly and the team, EckertCenter.com. And we've been chatting about Carlin this month.
Yeah. So I think as a society, we are sorely lacking in good information about what it takes to have a healthy mind. And today, you know, I really, again, want to invite people to avail themselves of their insurance benefits, in their extended health coverage, and spend some time with a qualified professional. And Carlin Wachelchuk is one of our team members who just has an array of knowledge and skills to help people develop a healthy mind and to improve their mental wellness. In particular, she's trained in attachment parenting with a special focus for families who have children who are adopted. She is also able to work with teens and adults and specializes in accelerated resolution therapy, which is great for addressing issues like depression, grief, phobias, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress.
Okay, a lot of topics, but definitely would be very beneficial for those that are dealing with that or a number of issues. I really like that you pointed out people often have benefits that cover psychology visits and
yes.
probably don't even know or never use them. Might as well use them.
Yes, and you know, some families are fantastic at using them. They literally do it like a dentist checkup. They use their benefits for the
smart.
Year, wait till the calendar year turns over or their benefit year starts again, and then they book again another series of appointments. So again, you know, you have those benefits, and there are so many different ways that you can use them to support yourself or a member of your family.
Yeah, that's a great idea to, look at it. I guess we all take care of our dental appointments and doctor appointments, but we don't think about our mental health enough. So it's been a great topic this month. And of course, I mentioned eckertcenter.com. You can go online and book an appointment, and you might have a free consultation because Kimberly's going to bless somebody right now. Caller number?
Let's go with caller number 8.
Caller 8. Okay, we're getting up there. 403-276-8888. You can call right now for that. Kimberly, great topic for the month of May, and already looking forward to whatever we're doing for June.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Have a great day.
You too.